Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
And we are recording this for you guys on Tuesday, so that way we can talk to you guys about The Bachelor.
Yes.
You know, getting our priorities right. Also, before we start, merch, you guys killed it with merch. I took so many orders. Like, you actually, like, it was so much work for me, but you guys killed it. Merch is still on sale, crazy sale, moving sale. So, yeah, you can go check that out. They're, like, all the shirts are, I think, like, $10. Like, and I think the post office man hates me, but yeah, I'm getting them out so quick too. Like, the merch department works overtime. Just know that.
Yeah.
But order merch if you want to help us with the moving process.
Yes, that's right. One thing about you?
One thing about me, I posted a TikTok about this. Yesterday, I almost had a mental breakdown because, like, this menstrual cycle shit, I can't do it anymore.
You got a while. I was going to comment on your video being like, haha, sucks for you. I'm like 3 years ahead of you on getting to my menopause.
This month wasn't even that bad. Okay. My luteal phase actually didn't hit me that hard. I think it's the vitamins I'm taking, but it still hits you. Like, fuck. I have 1 week a month where I feel normal. And like the cramps, like, I just can't. And I know the mental breakdown was because I'm on my period, but I was in the car holding back tears, just being like, this is exhausting.
Yeah, I don't really turn into like emotional wreck. I just turn into a bitch.
So I'm normal, and then I'm when I'm ovulating, I turn into a wild animal. Like, someone's commented, I feel so good when I'm ovulating. Same, but it's like manic.
Yeah,
I'm like crazy.
I feel bad for my boyfriend. I like warned him too. I'm like, the day, like, I don't know when I'm entering my luteal phase because my cycle's so long, but that first day when I wake up and I am a fucking, I want to just rip someone's head off.
Yeah,
I warn him. I go, just so you know, today's day one. You got about a week and a half.
Yeah,
of me being a crazy bitch.
And then my period comes and I feel better mentally, but I feel worse physically. I have cramps. There's just no 1 week a month where I feel good. Like, I'm losing it.
Yeah.
What's your one thing about you?
My one thing about me, now I fucking forget because we were just talking.
You didn't write it down?
No.
I wrote my shit down.
Oh, one thing about me is, yes, I went to Dallas, but I will constantly be going to 16 Vines. That restaurant is so good. I wish we had a restaurant like that here in Austin. It is massive. I have never seen a restaurant. So I went to the Uptown one. They have a few locations. But I have never been to a restaurant that is so big here in Austin. Like, every table is just enormous. There were so many parties going on there of, like, I would say there was maybe 10 tables that fit 10 to 15 people at them. And I'm like, why doesn't Austin have something like this so we can host bigger girls' dinners? It's a winery restaurant. The wine list there, insanely big. So I wish that Austin had something bigger like that, but I will be going to this restaurant every single time I go to Dallas. It's so good.
Austin has very small buildings.
Yeah, small buildings. Everything's compact downtown.
Everything's literally deep. Not even just downtown, but even like a little house.
Yeah, they just flip houses and turn them into...
Everything is very teeny tiny.
Yeah. That's bitty, one thing I definitely noticed with the difference in the cities is all the business here, small.
Small.
But then when you go to Dallas, Houston, everything's massive.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really liked that 16 Vine place. Their wine selection was incredible. And all the red wine that I was getting came out chilled, whereas I feel like a lot of...
That's wrong.
Nobody was good. I really liked it. You could just tell they have a massive like wine cellar somewhere in the back.
Yeah.
And that's just where they keep all their wine, and it's all chilled. But it was really fucking good. I think I'm going to start...
So
maybe I should... You know what I should buy? A wine cooler or a wine fridge.
You should buy a wine
Install fridge. It into my cabinets.
One of the apartments I toured had a wine fridge like that.
That would be nice.
That was like I didn't really like the apartment, but I was like, a wine fridge. I do like that.
Yeah, no, it was really nice. Fuck. I don't really have the room for that in my kitchen. I have so much fucking shit.
Yeah, you wouldn't really have the room. Put in your getting ready room.
Yeah, right. Imagine. Good morning, y'all.
A glass of wine.
Puts on makeup first thing in the morning, pulls out the fridge, mm-hmm. grabs a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite of the week is a song.
Yeah.
It's called, I had to pull it up on TikTok so I didn't get it right. It's called Austin. Fitting. We live in Austin. Her name is Dasha. I'm trying to look. Is that like her stage name?
I don't know why I thought you were going to say that your favorite song of the week was going to be Beyonce's new song.
No.
Because you've been saying like all week how good that song is.
It is. It's so catchy. Country's having a moment right now. And if you don't know, that makes me very, very happy. There's a line dance for the Beyonce one. This girl's has a line dance. So in spirit, in my dance class tonight, we're going to line dance. And do I teach hip hop? Yes. I'm going to make it slightly hip hop. Will everyone hate me? Maybe, but guess what? I teach the class and make the fucking rules. The song is called Austin. Her at is It's Dasha Bitch. It's so good. Like, it's crazy. And I think this is just kind of a random girl. She's going to pop off. She slays.
I'll have to give it a listen. Yeah. Did you? Not huge on country, but.
Market? It's so good.
Yeah. My favorite of the week is hosting. I love hosting. Like, three times this week I'm going to be hosting. I'm just so ecstatic about it. I love it. Like, we're in the point where we're all adults too, and I think it's not a priority, but it's expected that when someone hosts, people just like bring things, and I love it. Like, people are bringing. Last night, one of the girls made like this whole like charcuterie board type toast
thing.
She went
all the fuck out.
She went fucking out, and I'm like, see, if we were in college, people are cheap as fuck, and they would not be doing this. Like, I just loved it, and I know we're not drinking during the week, and we made it very clear in our girl group chat that none of us were drinking. So another girl brought 3 cases of poppy. Dude, that's like what, $20, $25, $30? I was like, girl, we are popping off. I love it.
Yeah, it is when you get older the expected to bring something. I've seen TikToks about that of people just debating what age does that start. Where not necessarily if you're hosting a party, but just anytime you go to someone's house, bring something.
Yeah.
People say if you're just doing anything, like you should bring the host flowers, you should bring a bottle of wine. Even if you're not going to drink it, just giving a gift to the person whose house is having people over. And now we're collectively all at an age where that's what you do.
Yeah. And one thing I will also say about the hosting thing, it's so funny. So everyone took off their shoes, which I made very clear in like a TikTok that I made, that like my house is not gonna be a shoe house. Like, take off your fucking shoes when you come in. And then someone made a comment like, oh my god, but what about your dogs? Dude, like, you're not gonna be able to win in every aspect. Like, I have dogs, yes, but if I can make my house a little bit more cleansy by all my guests taking off their shoes, like, so be it. I'm going to have that happen. So what I've done, and it's been working every time, is I keep a pair of my slippers outside the door so that when they see the slippers outside, they just assume, okay, I got to take my shoes off. And it's been working with everyone that comes into my house.
Yeah, that, because I feel like where the shoe is where you'd...
Yeah.
Like, where I see someone's shoes being, like, off is where I expect to put mine.
Yeah. So the reason I said this is my favorite of the week, because I got an Amazon package last night and the guy obviously took a picture of the package. Bro, there's like 15 shoes outside and then just the package. I was like, this is hilarious.
There was something that was so funny, and I'm glad our friend texted in the group. This was such a squad rollout that I wasn't the only one that noticed it. All of us had a separate car. So yeah, it was like squad roll out. Like, our cars were lining the whole street. Like, we all like whipped out of there like 10 separate fucking cars. So it just looked funny. Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but it was just good girl time. Lots of girl time.
Yeah, which we'll obviously get into a little bit more.
So much girl time. It was just girl time city. Girl time central.
I know.
Hot gossip. We have to recap The Bachelor.
Yeah.
We got a lot of DMs of people saying they like when we talk about The Bachelor. Amazing, because I like talking about The Bachelor. But I will have to say, The Bachelor is the most unrealistic dating show of all the dating shows.
100%.
They never speak to each other. No. And their conversations suck. And I said, I think Joey and Maria are the only ones that talk like they're in a relationship. That conversation.
And not on camera.
That conversation they had looked like a boyfriend and girlfriend having a talk.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I really like Daisy, but I do think when they talk, the two of them, it's very robotic and slow.
They don't look into each other like at all.
It looks like they're thinking about what needs to come out of their mouth before they say it. But I made a TikTok about this literally like 2 hours ago. I like how Daisy was the most real one of just saying straightforward, hey, I don't love you yet, but like I could get there. Because I feel like so many of the girls will just drop the love bomb when there's like 5 or even 4 girls left because they want to stick it out.
Yeah.
Because they're scared if they don't say I love you that he's gonna kick them into the curb. But she was just straight up like, I don't love you.
And
like,
look, I hate to be a. Actually, no, it's not a hater, because I respect the hustle. to say these girls don't want to be the Bachelorette is naive. They obviously all want to be the Bachelorette. So you do a good job, and now it's go time where you could be. I don't know if I love you. You don't need to win.
Yeah.
You don't need to be proposed to. Daisy's good running for Bachelorette if she doesn't get it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is the kind of point where you can kind of play your cards and like, wait, what do you want?
Yeah, because
like,
if you're that...
Are you that really into him? Like, you really want to get engaged? Because now it's not just about... In the beginning, I could see how you might be, I do want to get engaged because like, you'll have all this time. But now, there's only a few more weeks. And maybe you're like, wait, I don't want to get engaged. And like, fuck it, Bachelorette.
Yeah, if I were Daisy, because she doesn't love him yet, I would just try to get as far as you can. Stir the pot a little bit, cause some drama... Yeah. And then dip.
Yeah.
Be like, I'll take my chances if I can be the Bachelorette next season.
That's why when Maria almost left, I was saying it would be iconic of her to leave, to be the baddest bitch of the whole season,
mm-hmm.
gain 300,000 Instagram followers, and get the fuck out.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, I like Daisy. I think she's sweet, but when they talk, it's just very robotic. Yeah. Whereas with Maria, it just seems like cameras could potentially be off. And they wouldn't even know it when they're having their conversations.
It looked real. It looked like two people that are seeing each other having a conversation. Like, his body language with her and the way he talks is different.
Yeah.
Like, they looked like, in a good way, like they were going to get in a fight. And some would say, wait, that seems like a red flag. I mean that in a, they seem passionate speaking to each other.
Uh-huh.
You look like you're about to, like, take a phone call.
No, my manager just texted me. But I know you really like the Kelsey girl.
I don't really like her.
Well, you like side with her.
Just hate her.
Okay, but one thing I want to say, I didn't watch too heavily the last episode that she had the one-on-one date. I must have been just like watching, scrolling on my phone, hardly paying attention. But this one-on-one that she just had,
awkward.
So awkward. No romance whatsoever. He got out of the fucking water and ditched her, like sprinted out of the water without her. Like, I'm sorry, if that was Maria or Daisy, I bet you he would have grabbed their hand and helped them get out of the water. Like, watching him just sprint out, I was like, oh, what the fuck?
I don't think he has chemistry with any of them except Maria. And everyone loves Daisy. I don't hate Daisy, by the way. Everyone's going to be, like, thinking I'm a Daisy hater. I like the girl. She's cute. And I think, looks-wise, they look like just America's sweethearts. They look so cute together because, like, he's hot. She's so pretty. Like, it's cute. I don't think he has chemistry with anyone else except Maria.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're fucking together when they talk to each other. And I was saying the sexual tension between them is absolutely crazy. They're gonna bang in fantasy suites like nobody's business.
And I said this last night, but Joey needs to lose the swim trunks. The ones that are going to his knees, he needs the 5-inch seam ones.
Yeah.
Because if not, because I can't really tell if he's a short king or not.
He's not that tall.
Yeah, he's like...
the girls are kind of like up there.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, but if you're kind of a short king, you can't have the swim trunks that go down to your knees. You need the ones that are the 5-inch, just kind of make your body seem a little bit lanky.
I don't care how tall you are. Shorten your shorts.
Yeah, it's bad.
Shorten your shorts.
And I hate the ones that have the little drawstring thing that like look like they're the professional swim trunks.
I don't mind a drawstring.
You're thinking of different ones, I think. Because the ones he had one on yesterday were like the ones that like clearly like zigzagged and then like they started like
No, do you know what I'm saying? I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah, no, I don't like those either. Yeah, he needs new bathing suits for sure.
Like, I like the ones that are kind of hidden, but the drawstring is just the bow that you can make or the knot you can make. But he had the ones that were like zigzagging up.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
I'm very specific with men's fashion, if you can tell.
Yeah, I think the first time you see a man's choice in bathing suits and or basketball shorts is a risky time. One time we went to our friend's flag football game and he was wearing literal basketball shorts under his knees.
I know.
You remember what I'm talking about? And that was a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah. I mean, not going to lie, my boyfriend had horrible sense of fashion until he started dating me, and I've bought in maybe 90% of his new wardrobe. So it gets better, but it really does set the standards when you meet a man and his fashion is horrible.
Yeah.
So Joey definitely needs to work on it. You know what? I'm actually surprised he doesn't have a stylist.
The Bachelor, like, you really wear your own clothes.
I can understand that with all the girls because there's so many of them.
I think they do have a stylist because people, when Katie was the Bachelorette, everyone was ripping her outfits and kind of ripping the stylist. So I think they do.
Yeah. She or he ain't doing a good job.
Maybe they don't care about the men.
Yeah. Because I can obviously imagine all those girls, like, they don't all need a stylist, but at least the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, like,
right,
gets one.
I didn't like his suit either, with the green tie and the black, something about it I didn't like. Daisy's yellow dress was fugly.
Yeah, it really was.
It was really ugly.
I feel like it could have. She could have gotten away with it if it was flushed to the ground.
She could have, but also, actually, no. She would. She looks like a. It looked like a costume.
Yeah,
I hated it, and I don't mind a funky little dress. I don't mind a little tulle moment. I kind of love dresses like that. It was fugly.
I feel like
maybe if it was black, I think like the yellow. I don't know, to do a bright yellow and the funky bottom. If it's gonna have a funky bottom, maybe we go simple color.
You know what's crazy? And I was saying this last night. I don't know if you heard me, but I don't have a single formal dress like that. A single one. I
mean, but why would you need it?
Weddings or anything? Just like I was saying, if I were to ever go on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor or whatever, I would need to get a whole fucking wardrobe of dresses. I don't have a single dress I would be able to bring with me. That's expensive.
Yeah, but I think they pretty much all do that.
Yeah. I would do like rent the runway. Be like, sorry, like I'm going to need these for 2 months. I'll give them back.
100%.
Because I don't feel the need. I think I would always do, if I were to go to a wedding or any type of formal event like that where I need a dress, I would do Rent the Runway. I don't think it's worth buying formal dresses like that I'm going to wear once.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like our friend Jeannie said she has a bunch of dresses and she was like, if you ever need to go through my closet, you're more than welcome. And I'm like, obviously I'm going to take that up. But I'm like, girl, why do you have all those dresses? I could never take up way too much room in my closet.
I have one dress that I bought for I don't know what, and it's kind of formal, but I couldn't even wear it to a wedding because it's champagne colored. And some people would probably tell me I could wear it to a wedding, but I like to not accidentally wear, like, that's too white for me, even though it's not white. It's nude. But
yeah,
it's just like, why? There's so many.
I have
other
a bunch
colors.
Of maxi summer dresses and stuff like that, but not formal. Fuck no.
I technically at home might have one formal dress of my. It's ugly though. No offense. Well, it's not ugly. She's not in style anymore.
Why are you saying no offense?
Because it's my sister's bridesmaid dresses that we wore.
Oh.
So like, I'm not saying she picked an ugly dress, but it's just not in style.
Oh.
And well, I was also like literally like 50 pounds when I wore it my freshman year of high school. So probably doesn't fit me.
Yeah. I can't wait to get invited to a wedding.
I want to get invited to a wedding so bad. I want to be someone's date.
Yeah.
This guy I was talking to this weekend was like, I just got invited to 2 weddings. I'm like, bring me.
The thing
like,
is,
literally, bring me.
It would really depend, though, on the person's wedding. I can't go to a random person's wedding.
I could go to a random person's wedding if it was, like, known to be fun.
No, because then everyone would be asking, like, how you know XYZ, okay. Or just, like, I can't do that.
It has to be, like, their friend from college. It can't be, like, their cousin where it's, like, family, where I'm meeting all your family. If it's, like, your friend from college where you're not knowing the adults there, you're just kind of a random.
Yep.
You know, like, Aunt Sally doesn't know you. You're just fucking homeboy from college. I can go to that.
Yeah.
I can't go to your cousin's wedding where I have to introduce myself to your fucking grandma.
Yeah, no.
The you have to be somewhat of a random. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yep, I agree.
I can do that. Because then we both kind of feel like randoms, no pressure, we're just there to drink and have fun. I think it'd be hot to like go to a wedding and get all dressed up and like drink and like stay at a hotel.
I can't wait for our friend group to start doing that.
No, no, get married.
Weddings here in Austin, Texas, or like in Fredericksburg. I already know like one of our girlfriends, like she's going to get married here in Austin. It's going to be in Fredericksburg.
She's going to get married in like 2 years.
Yeah. Give it like a year and a half. 100% they're going to be engaged and then weddings planning is going to start. And I'm going to be like, all right, Fredericksburg, here we come.
Yeah. No, I really want to go to a wedding.
Yeah. So fun.
So fun. Bachelor, we called who was going to go home. Wasn't that interesting of an episode? It was very obvious.
Yeah.
Maria had her instance, but like, good for them. They worked it out. Cute. Amazing. Love is Blind, we both watched. Literally, no one's going to get married.
No. Hey, there's also, I can't stand all the tea that's going on with Love is Blind before the season's even over.
Sarah Ann lives in Jeremy's house.
Like, keep this shit to yourself. Don't fucking post about it. Why are there not crazy NDAs that are going up? And why are all these people going on podcasts, too?
She's in Jeremy's house. Hello, let us watch the finale, bitch.
Yeah.
You ruined the show. Someone made a TikTok like, I hate you and you're a homewrecker, but could you have, I would hate you less if you didn't spoil the show.
Yeah.
Okay, but crazy. And that girl, what's her name? Laura, being like, well, I was looking at your location. You weren't there. Period.
Yeah.
She handled that. Like,
who? Okay, I'm sorry, but how can you as a guy lie to your significant other when you share locations?
He left his phone in the car, but he has an Apple Watch.
Like, what a fucking dumbass. Like, honestly.
Your Apple ecosystem, baby.
Yeah. Like, oh, I hate men.
Yeah. No, I was That was honestly like crazy. That scene was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth and Brittany, I thought they were the best couple when they first got engaged, and then they just, he didn't give a shit about her at all. That was sad.
What's the girl with the rockin' body? What's her name?
Jessica?
No.
AD.
Dude, I love her, but like everyone is sexualizing the shit out of her body.
If my man, new man, mind you, you can joke when you've been together for a while and you understand your boundaries.
Yeah.
If my new man looked at a girl and said, she's got like an ass on her or whatever she said, pardon?
Yeah.
And on TV, like that's for private. Like there's a difference between what you can say when people can hear it, because then that's opening up to criticism, versus what you can keep in the privacy of your relationship that stays between you. And like, if you, yeah, they're engaged, but they just fucking met, you can't make comments like that. You don't know the, we don't have that banter.
Yeah.
We don't know, because I don't mind getting to the point with my man where I can be like, bro, her ass. Like,
oh, 1,000%.
And then you're just like, whoa, that's crazy, you yeah. know? Because we're not going to ignore
but
the obvious.
Do you think that it's more of like, you can say it first,
I said it first,
and then he agrees with you?
If it's a friend, yes, I have to say it first.
It can't be a stranger.
It can be a stranger. If he says it about a stranger, I'm never going to see that girl again.
Okay, yeah. Valid.
And I say this specifically with butts, because sometimes people have like,
massive butts.
Yeah, and sometimes it deserves a calling out.
Yeah.
And like, when you see someone with like the most massive ass that you've ever seen, like sometimes you have to just say something. But some of our friends have
enormous booties.
Yeah.
They were blessed, baby.
I have to bring it up.
Yeah.
Because you can't look at my friend and say something about the way she looks. I can't.
Yeah, because we're with them and all the time, you know?
Yeah, I can say it. And you can agree. Because I also don't like a liar. Like, some of our friends have fucking dump trucks.
We got a hot friend group.
Yeah. So if I look at her and say, oh God, her ass is fucking huge, and you're like, no, it's not. Okay, now you're lying.
Yeah.
I don't like a liar.
No.
I'm opening it up to
allow you to speak.
To speak, yeah.
Let it out.
But yeah, you can, on a random person, you could be like, holy shit, that girl's ass was huge.
Yeah. So I like AD. I like her a lot.
Me too.
But I'm skeptical about her mans.
He acts like a 15-year-old.
Yeah. He just seems
you
so...
You need to get in the gym.
Yeah, who the fuck says that?
He didn't know how to sit. Because obviously I get what he meant, right? He went about it absurdly wrong.
Because they just met. And the whole point of this was about not caring about looks.
Also, she's a rockin' body.
Yeah. So it's like, maybe wait a few weeks before you have that conversation. Because you just met. The whole point was not caring about looks. And you're going to be like, get in the fucking gym
now,
if you turn fat.
He making it about looks and weight and appearance is so weird to me, because I'm all for encouraging people to get in the gym, obviously. He could have been like, oh my God, I'd love for you to come to the gym with me. Like, I love the gym. Like, it's a good environment. Like,
yeah.
It really changed your life. And like, never bring up the way you look one time.
Yeah.
Because I get dating someone, like, I don't know, that's into a certain type of exercise, and like being like, oh my God, I'd love for you to do that with me. Like, let's say I met someone into running, and obviously I don't run, Sam does, but like, let's say they were like, I'd love for you to come running with me, and they don't say it in a way that you should come running with me because you need to lose weight.
Yeah.
They're just like, I would love for you to do that with me because I enjoy doing it and it's fun and I think you would like it. That's fine. But to say, let's get in the gym so that you lose weight. And again, they just met. These aren't just meet. You don't go on a first date and start talking about.
Because you also don't know what her insecurities are. Maybe her body is a big insecurity for her, and you just triggered that. You
also,
know,
like, you don't know. She said she works out.
Yeah, so I don't remember.
But. She said she works out because they talked about her butt, and she was like squats and Jesus.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
She said she works out.
Yeah. Any other couple? I can't remember.
They're both hot though. He acts like
they're
15-year-old, but like
they look good together.
Yeah, like she's hot, he's hot. It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha, why did I say Sasha? Is that her name? Johnny and the girl. Fuck.
What's her name? Which one's Johnny?
Johnny's like, you need to get on birth control. We're going to get pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That girl gets no airtime.
Amy. Why did I think her name was Sasha? Her name is Amy. That guy is terrified of having a kid.
Yeah.
Put that on him.
Put that on him.
But like, just use a condom.
Yeah.
Track your cycle.
Especially telling a grown woman at that age to get on birth control.
I'm sorry.
If someone told me that, like, it's make or break if I get on birth control, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're gone.
I couldn't even imagine, like...
I'm never taking that shit again.
I'm going to be turning 26. Can't even imagine my boyfriend ever telling me, get on birth control.
Also...
Are you kidding me? Do you know how long it's taken me to regulate my hormones? It's been 2 fucking years.
Also...
Or a year and a half, whatever.
I don't get being so scared of pregnancy when you're in a committed adult relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, you don't want a kid, but... It's not a teenage pregnancy.
Yeah.
You're like grown ass adults about to get married. It wouldn't be world ending like a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
You're grown. So I don't get when people are so scared when you're grown ass adults like pushing 30. Yeah. That's not like you're not 14.
I don't know. I feel like, well, I mean, like with him, at least it's
the money,
financial stuff, which is totally understandable.
No, I get not wanting to have a kid, but not to the point that it ruins your whole life. You're grown and married.
Yeah.
But also, this is my other thing with all these dating shows. A point I was thinking, I find it so funny that it's always like, let's get deep. Like we connect on the real stuff, family values. No shit. You connect on that. Who sits with someone and like, says no, like I hate family, I don't want to be married, like they're, to me, like they call that the deep stuff on all these dating shows, like what they want and their values. To me, that's superficial shit. Obviously everyone wants a nice relationship and like a nice family. The fucking deep stuff is how you act at home, like your mannerisms. Like the girl Brittany to Kenneth said, like, I'd never seen his body language before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That it will literally turn you off from a person in an instant. I could, if we're just going to sit and talk about, I would love to have like these Christmas traditions with my family. Yeah, I can probably agree with 50 million people on that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't agree that they want like a cute little family?
Yeah, no, the whole like quote for quote opening up aspect of all of those things, I just don't think that's opening up at all.
I just think it's the least
because
important. I think it's the least important. You want to open up? When we're like late for a fucking dinner and like we're both getting ready and stressed, like how do you act then?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how do you act when like we're in a fight, but we're like in front of our friends? That's like the shit that matters. Or like when you're with your friends, like in a bar drinking, like how do you act?
Yeah. And that's why I don't think The Bachelor can ever work, because, yeah, you can talk and talk all you want, but you're not even in a real life setting. Everything's staged. It's so expensive. You're living in a luxury. So why aren't you guys being placed to live together?
That's why I think it's the least realistic.
Yeah.
At least the other ones, they live together. Even on Love Island, they are together
24/7.
There's a lot of outside factors, you know? So I think The Bachelor is the least.
Yeah, because with Love Island, they have new people coming in to turn your head constantly.
And you share a bathroom.
You share like, whereas with all these other shows, there's not new people coming in, like, at all.
It's so unrealistic. I just think it's so weird in Love is Blind. I mean, really, all these shows, when they, like, we just, like, connect so easily. Like, you're talking about things that I think the whole fucking world would agree on.
Yeah.
That you, like, want a committed relationship, and you value family, and you want the same number of kids. Oh, now you're gonna get married?
Mm-hmm.
That's literally, like, easy shit.
Yeah. Let's talk about Dave Poitner's Miss Peaches real quick.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I did want to talk about that. Obsessed.
First of all, I love that man. Like, obviously there's times where I'm like, okay, some of the shit you're doing on social media ain't right. But like,
I never
deep down,
really feel that way.
There's some things I'm just like, what are you doing, sir? But I will say this man, he's so fucking funny. And the fact that he just cares so much about his audience. With, you know, helping with the pizza reviews, building up all these small businesses. Now he has a dog and has raised over $100,000.
Like almost 300.
For an animal shelter. Like,
almost
this man can
grand.
Do anything. He has the social media control. It's next level. Like, how much he's in control on social media.
My aunt runs an animal rescue. I'm like, girl, Dave Portnoy.
Yeah. It's...
Help her
crazy
out.
To me.
Miss Peaches is like my dream dog. I love a pit bull, and she seems like the most calmest, sweetest little fucking thing. That's my dream dog. I want Miss Peaches.
It's crazy too, because he said, I was listening to the BFFs podcast yesterday, he said that Miss Peaches is the fastest growing social media page to 200K
for Barstool, yeah.
All of Barstool. So Alex Cooper from Call Her Daddy didn't even grow to 200 that quickly. Like, all the other, like, big people. Miss fucking Peaches, a dog? It's crazy.
Dogs will bring the world together.
I know.
You know? Like, I mean, I bet Miss Peaches somehow will get canceled.
Yeah, right?
But
she's got, like...
Somehow Miss Peaches is I don't even
know
canceled.
I don't even know what it's going to be.
She's going to, like, bite someone.
Dude, yeah, accidentally bite someone.
Miss Peaches is going to get canceled. You heard it here first.
Dude. Oh, my God. No.
You heard it here first. Miss Peaches is going to get canceled.
That would be crazy. I really hope not.
That'd be, like, then we've really, like, lost the plot. Like, then as a society, we're not okay.
Did you see also, fucking full 180 right now, that Tara is going on another brand trip to Bora Bora?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, don't care.
I think it's kind of crazy that they're still doing them.
The thing is, like, they didn't... These have been going on since, like, 2012.
But have you seen the PR boxes that they've been getting?
Yeah, but, like, this has been going on for, like, all of eternity. Like, the Dubai trip, people are like, that's the first one. They've been going on for so long.
No, I know that. But I just think it's the whole thing is getting a little bit out of hand. It's getting bigger and bigger, in my opinion. With the amount of people that they invite, the people at the level of the people that they invite, like, there's some creators that I'm following that I'm like, you have less of a, not that following really matters, but it's just like, they're inviting so many people now that it's like, and then they get the PR boxes that I think are $5,000 at least.
Yeah.
They're getting, like, Air Jordans, Canon G7X cameras, a bunch of clothing, swimsuits, like, all this shit. I'm like,
it's just crazy. So upsetting to me. Now, I would enjoy a PR box and I would go on the trip, okay? I'm not saying that
these people, anybody would.
I'm not saying they shouldn't go on the trip. I think these big companies, I'm just so, like, fucking eat the rich. You're so rich. Like, if you're giving people $5,000 worth of PR boxes, like, there are homeless people. Like, I don't, like, it just makes me so mad. Like, there's just, like, so much things that you can do with the money that, again, I'm not saying the influencer shouldn't go. Enjoy. I'm saying the fucking high-level people at fucking Tarte that are just shelling out money for no fucking reason. Like,
I will say,
so
though,
much with
money. This, Tarte is doing a really good job at raising money for a lot of things, though.
Good.
Like, she, like, I don't know if you Tarte doesn't really use their social media page. It's more of, like,
The founder.
And she raises a lot of fucking money. Because what she had, was it cancer or something? She had something that she battled with. But she raises a lot of money, like, on the outside of the brand trips.
I just, like, just so, like, eat the rich. Like, fuck off. Like, help people.
I am eager to see what kind of tea goes down with these trips, though. I live for it. I fucking live for it.
There's no way that they're fun. They're probably fun in the travel expense, but I cannot imagine all so many influencers being in one room, not being, like, drama city.
Well, no, I imagine they probably have fun with it because a lot of them are friends. Like, that whole New York City.
Oh, the New
group,
York cities are, like, they're tight.
They're all best friends. They're going to have so much fun on that trip. And then Bree and Grace are going on it. They're going to have fun.
They're going to have fun, but I feel like it's, like, I feel like they're so clicky. Like, I feel like I'd be so, like.
Yeah, they definitely are, but that's everything any group. Massive girl group trip is.
A massive big girl group trip like that has to be so, like, I'd be so stressed.
Yeah.
I'd be so stressed to, like, look so pretty.
Yeah.
And, like, do all of that. But, yeah, the NYC influencers are fucking, they're so tight. They're so, like, they're always doing the, like, coolest shit together.
They are. Always traveling.
Always.
Next, every video I look at, I'm like, you're in a new fucking city or country. How are you doing
it? Stresses me out.
Yeah. I don't get it.
It stresses me out. Yeah, but it's cute that they're all, like, friends because they hang out, like, off camera. Like, I feel like I saw the pipeline of them, like, being influencer friends, but then being real friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, like, girls that did influencer stuff together. Oh, and now it's girls that just hang out at each other's house.
Yeah.
It's cute of them.
Very cute.
Except for, I guess, maybe there's a split down the middle with that girl that was, like, dating the other girl's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Besides that, they all seem like best friends.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Alrighty. Friend. Weekend recap.
So much going on.
I don't even know what the fuck I had going on.
This
Friday, right?
Was so eventful.
Oh, I guess I had my parents in town. I didn't really talk
you
about
did
that.
Have your parents in town.
Yeah, my parents were in town last week and I ate fucking good all week. And then we ended up hosting the last night they were here, which was Wednesday night. Hosted my parents at my house for dinner and we cooked it up for a bunch of my friends. Well, not a bunch of us. There was only a few of us.
It was so
good.
Yeah,
my dad made lemon or chicken piccata, and I made a homemade Caesar and some pasta, and it was so good. But the one thing about my dad is, like, he doesn't care about your health when he's cooking food. Like, he'll put seven sticks of butter in there. Love. Like, yeah, cooks with love. Me on the other end, I cook with, like, health conscious, you know, like, cooking. It's still good. It tastes bomb, but.
Listen, it was fire.
There's not seven sticks of butter in there.
It was fuego.
Yeah, it was fucking good, but, you know, love you, Dad, but. I can't be eating like that every fucking night because then I will feel like shit. So, anyways, they ended up going home, had a lot of fun with them there. Ew, I have a dried contact on my leg. That's gross.
Ew.
Gritty. But it was nice to have them in town because my dad was just doing a lot of housework around the house. I'm like, yeah, get that work done. That's what you're here for. Like, he snakes the cable along the drywall so you can't see the cable in the back. Set up my sprinklers, set up my AC on a schedule, all that fun stuff. And then they left, and I had a very, very lazy day on Thursday because I was like, fuck, hosting people is tiring.
Yeah, my family comes this weekend.
Yeah, you're going to, when do they leave, Monday?
Sunday.
Oh, okay, so Monday you're going to be like, oh, I need to breathe.
Yeah, my Thursday was eventful.
Yeah, your Thursday was eventful.
My Thursday was eventful. I had a bit of a... sneaky link interaction. The true definition of sneaky link.
Yeah,
it was, you know,
the man that we were talking about last week, where she has no idea any history about this man.
Hot gym man,
which we found out some history about this man.
We found out a lot of history about this man. But hot gym man said, come over. I said, okay, because why not. I said, if the world is ending tomorrow, I have to go.
What time did you go?
11.
Taylor's asleep at 11.
I went at 11. I was, where was I before that?
You were over at my house for, like, not long, because I remember you being like, I might go. Oh, no, we were at the event.
We were at the event. So by the time I got home and showered and I had to eat dinner, it was like 9. So it wasn't, I only had to wait a little bit, but it was like 11. So it was Sneaky Link. Mm-hmm. That is Sneaky Link, like, coded.
It really is.
A little 11 p.m. come over. I feel like I was sneaking out of my own home.
Uh-huh.
You know, no parents around, but I was like, no one can see.
Yeah, you didn't even go to bed until like 2 in the morning. And I
did, because he was like, sleep here. And I was like, no.
Yeah. And then what the fuck did we do Friday?
A lot. I did so much this weekend. This weekend, I was a fucking city girl. I was a city girl.
Oh, yeah. So Friday, we went
to dinner.
But before that, so you came over my house before we went to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, yeah, I went to bed at 2. I was like, fucking geez, you went to bed at 2? You crazy one.
I didn't want to sleep there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame you.
I had makeup on.
I don't even...
in my makeup?
Sneaky Link houses I will not sleep at, let alone sometimes even my own boyfriend's house. I ain't sleeping there. Like, I want my own bed.
I was like, no. It was so tempting. Because you know when you're tired and you're like... Yeah. It's like...
But Austin is so small. Like, you live, what, 10 minutes away?
It was 10 minutes away. Like, I'm going home. So yeah. I did go home.
When I think of driving 10 minutes down the road, I'm like, that's just 3 songs I get to listen to.
Yeah.
3 songs and I'm driving and I'll be home in no time.
So I did go home. I did not stay. But, you know, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Do you think you'll do it again or do you...
Yeah, but like now I'm kind of like got another sneaky link in the rotation and I feel like he might take over.
Yeah, you can't be doing 2.
I can't do
You gotta
2.
Pick one.
Some of my friends... I have like friends down the middle that are like, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But so Friday...
Also, it's so scary sharing so much when like I've been exposed and like they listen to this, but whatever.
Just don't clip it. They're not going to listen to the podcast. They're not going to listen to the podcast. The only reason you saw that was because it was clipped.
Yeah.
He's dedicated if he's going to listen to the whole episode.
That's true.
So, anyways.
We're 40 minutes deep.
I know. Girls night on Friday, which we've been doing girls nights every weekend. I fucking love it. Like, get me away from my boyfriend for a few hours. Thank you. And we went to Devil May Care for dinner, which is more of like a tapas type deal. Like the Andres.
Not dinner.
Yeah, it's more like bites. Bites and cocktails, but it's good. It's more like Mediterranean and an American food, mix of both. And I love the drinks there because they are so strong. But before we went there, me and Taylor were at my house, so I made an espresso martini real quick because I was like, I'm fucking tired and I might as well make one. So I made one. And then I ended up having 2 drinks at that dinner, both fucking strong. I'm like, oh my God, kind of drunk. And I got the lamb meatballs. They were so good.
Got steak and I got some hummus with amazing pita bread. So good.
Yeah. If there's not homemade pita bread with the hummus or whatever the dip is,
I'm
so mad. Like, I've gone to restaurants where they literally will give you
like a tortilla.
yeah, microwaved tortilla or pita bread. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
No, disgusting.
Give me homemade pita bread.
Mm-hmm.
So we then I tried convincing the girls to go over to East because West, I don't know what it is, but I just like don't really like West lately. It's just sport bar vibes, gross. The drinks are just not good. I have not had a good drink on West in
like a good tequila soda.
Yeah, like, yeah. Everything, it's just, I can't do it. Because I like going, so that's why I tried to convince the girls. I'm like, let's go to Lucky Duck because I like their espresso martinis there. I just like, don't like sipping on a tequila soda.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. I'd rather get really, really drunk before going to the bar and then just have nothing in my hands. So I convinced the girls to go over to East. And as we're getting, Taylor drove, obviously, because she's not drinking. As we're getting out of the car, pulling up to the side, we see my boyfriend and his guy friends just walking down the street. I'm like,
directly next to us.
Like, literally perfect timing. As Taylor is parallel parking the car, they are like walking right by. I'm like, Austin is such a small world. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that that happened, I was like, this is crazy. But they were just going to dinner on that road, which I didn't even know of. I was like, oh, like, crazy, where are you going? I thought they were going to end up going.
Oh, crazy, why are you here? You told me you were home, bitch.
Yeah, no, I know. No, imagine. No, but I knew he was going to get dinner, but I'm just like, East? You're getting dinner on East? Like,
where'd they go?
Some sushi place. Mm. So, but yeah, I ended up thinking that they were going to go out after, which they didn't. And we just were kind of bar hopping on East.
Yeah, until you guys got in a fight.
Oh, dude. Oh, let's fucking talk about that.
Literal brawl.
No.
Latchkey.
So I'm on the bench. You know how at Latchkey you can stand on the tables? So there's this drunk ass guy on the top of the table, like shoving us because he claims that he like bought the table, which I looked at him and go, are you from here? He goes, no. And I go, you don't buy these tables. Like, no one claims these tables. It's not like when you're going to a club and you like bought out a table. Like, no. Just because you got there first doesn't mean you like own this table. And there was so much room up there.
He either totally made it up or someone did take his money.
Yeah.
And scammed him.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm sorry, but that's just like not how it works. Like, anyone's welcome on the table. Like, when I'm on the table up there, I like pull random girls up if there's room. I'm like, come join me. Like, dance with me.
And sorry, if you're a man and you bought a table, don't you want girls to dance
right?
on it? That's literally the point of buying a table. And when I say shoved to floor.
No,
like,
no,
pushed.
But not, no, it wasn't the girl that did it.
No,
or
when
the
we
boy.
Got there, the guy pushed. Right when we got there, someone got pushed off. I forgot if it was, I forgot.
Oh, so a random person?
No, the guy, the angry
no,
guy
no,
right
I watched,
when we got there.
I watched it happen. So the guy, I was standing on the bench and then two of our girlfriends were on the table and I'm facing them, looking at them dancing, and I hear them getting mad, the girl and the guy. Like, they're like a, they're not even a couple. The fiance was on the ground and the two of them were on the table and the girl was like, what the fuck? Who are these random bitches? And the guy, they were talking about it and they're like, I don't know. I fucking told them to get off. And I'm like watching it. The girl, I kid you not, took her fucking butt and like backpedaled her butt into Genie, and then it was a domino effect. Pushed Genie into Liv, and then Liv fell on the fucking ground.
See,
and
but that was this. That's not the time I'm talking about. I'm talking right when we got there. Right when we got there.
Damn. Okay. Well, I didn't see that one, but this one obviously involves us.
Yeah,
so
that was like bigger. But the man pushed her right when we got there.
Yeah.
And then the girlfriend did.
Yeah. So then that girl pushed one of our friends onto the ground, and when I looked at our friend, she looked like she was in so much pain. She looked like she had tears in her eyes. I was like so upset for her, and she looked so embarrassed because everyone turned and looked, and dude, red went into my eyes. Red. I went over to that girl and I go, I just watched that whole thing happen. I can't believe that just happened. And then me and my other friend, who is also from Boston, Massachusetts, like, we have that like energy where like, fuck with one of our friends, like, we will say something and we're just both yip yapping in her ear, being like, I can't believe you fucking did that. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, laying hands on a stranger, let alone like a girl to girl stranger. Like, what is wrong with you?
Well, not to mention pushing someone off
a table
onto a concrete floor.
And she was wearing heels.
She's lucky she didn't crack her head open.
I know. And so we were just yip yapping in her fucking ear, being like, I can't believe you just did that, to the point where they left. They went home.
And one of our friends, she was like, come with me. She wanted to get a drink from a guy. So we're trying to wait for these drinks for my Diet Coke, for her fucking ranch water. We're up waiting for the drinks. And we just see this. Like, we have no sound, but we can just see it all going down. We're like, oh, shit, they're still fighting. Because the original fight, like I said, we got there and there was kind of bicker. And then it, like, died down a little bit. And then it, like, riled up for this. So we're at the bar like, oh, shit, wait, they're fighting again. Like, and we just see, like, people yelling and hands up, and then we're like, oh my god, what's happening? We're like, we need these drinks to come, we need to go over there, what is going on? And then we saw them leave.
Yeah,
and watching it all from afar, we were like, grab the fucking popcorn. And mind you, what's so funny is that the bar before, literally, our friend was saying, we're talking about fighting, mm-hmm. and how she would punch someone. And I was like, wow, we manifested.
Yeah, she did that manifest
was
that one.
Manifesting in the works, because you sat there being like, yeah, I would fight someone. And the universe was like, bet this girl's gonna push you off a fucking table.
Dude, and then she was laying hands on the both of us. She was like pushing me back when I was talking to her. I'm like, don't lay your hands on me. Like, literally, do not lay your hands on me right now, because I have alcohol in me and we don't want that to happen.
When,
like,
I tell you, these people went to a bar and were mad that other people were also at the bar.
Yeah.
They were like, why are there people near me when I'm literally at a public bar that's meant for dancing and singing? And a bar that gets shoulder to shoulder packed.
And I just can't even imagine, like, getting mad that someone is having fun. Like, I'm on a table and someone else is also having fun dancing. Like, imagine getting mad about that. She
Maybe
was
she
so
was
grumpy.
Mad that you were, like, next to her man.
No, they weren't dating. The fiance was... So the fiance ended up coming up to me and apologizing. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm so sorry. He's so embarrassing. Like, I saw the whole thing happen too. Like, they're definitely at fault. And the fiance is actually the one that got them to leave. She was like, we gotta go. Like, this is embarrassing. And I was like, yeah.
Not striped shirt?
No, she had, like, glasses on.
But
like,
striped shirt girl was yelling.
Yeah, no. She was very calm, cool, collected. She's like, cool. I'm so sorry. I'll get them out of here. And I'm like, yeah, please do.
Dude, if my man shoved a woman off a table...
Yeah.
A fucking assault. Like, I didn't call the fucking cops.
Yeah. And I'm honestly surprised that obviously the bar was really, really packed, but I'm surprised a bartender did not see it and, like, kick them out.
100%.
But whatever. We got them out. We did it.
No, it was crazy. So and then crazy. We left. I was like, Sam, do you want to leave?
Yeah, it was like 10.
It was 10:30.
Yeah, 10:30. And I had to be in Dallas, or I had to be in the car driving to Dallas at 8 a.m. And I was like, yeah, let's get out of here.
Well, actually, I was like, I'm going to leave. And you were like, take me home.
Yeah.
I'm like, amazing. Love that. Because, like, you know, sometimes it's like, no, stay. Not really from you. But, you know, like, you never know if you're like, hey, I'm going to leave.
But the thing is, with our girl group, it is a domino effect of when one person leaves, the rest start to leave. Like, anytime I leave, then Jeannie leaves.
Yeah.
And then, like, other people leave. Like, it just, people start
opens
to leave.
The door.
Like,
yeah.
It opens the door.
So it's just kind of like, yeah, I was leaving. And then Saturday... I had a long day Saturday, such a long day Saturday, wholesome day. Actually, it was so fun. We went on a boat on Lady Bird that I actually want to try to book for this coming weekend. So cute. We did a brunch on this boat at like 10 a.m., 2 hours, just cruised around the lake, all brought food, ate crap, and just like talked and talked and talked and talked and talked. And it was so cute. We all went comfy. It was adorable. And then they went to the pool, but I just, like, really wanted to go to dance. So I was like, you know what? Like, I knew I was hanging out with them all day, like, boat, dinner, going out. I was like, I'm just going to sneak away for an hour and just go to dance, because I'm actually still doing my workouts, even though you'll hear I did drink this night, but I'm still doing my other shit. Anyways, so I did really want to go to dance. I'm like, okay, I'll go to dance. So I literally snuck away. I'm like, I was out and about all day, like, fucking city girl in it. And then I went to lunch with my dance friends. I went to Local Foods.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that place.
Fire chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, fucking fire. I actually really want it again. Now I'm, like, craving it. And then I went home and basically literally got ready to go to dinner at Matzal Rancho, which we were late for. But it's okay because you can't make reservations anyway. But it made me think, I don't understand how people are late, because I was late and it was so stressful.
Yeah.
Because my friend called me at like 5 when I was just planning
to pee.
When I was just planning to leave, and she was like, wait, can you come here first and bring me your jeans? Which is such a her thing to do. That is like so her coded. And I was like, okay, yeah. So I wasn't planning on being ready to have that stop in my thing. So whatever, we went to Matzal Rancho. So good. Like, queso fire. I got chicken tacos. Fire. Everything was amazing. Again, just talk. Like, it was just, again, just like biggest girls' day. And then we went to West and I decided to have a drink, which, you know, oh no, we didn't go straight to West. We went to Codependent. Love Codependent. The drink I got was actually gross because I ordered the wrong thing by accident, but it's fine. I drank it anyway. We went to Codependent and then we went to West, and I did just decide to have a drink because I just needed like a fucking day off, because it was like the vibes were so good that day. The vibes were so good.
Yeah, vibes are good.
If the vibes are good, like, it is what it is. And I was like, if this guy wants to hang out, I'm going to drink. If not, because the thing is, when it was just like Friday, if it's just like just us girls, I have a great time with you guys drinking or not drinking. So it's like, I like don't need to, if that makes sense. Like, that's kind of how I've been feeling recently. Like, Friday, it's like, I didn't need to drink. I have fun with you guys. Like, I will enjoy my night equally because I fucking enjoy hanging out with you guys.
Yeah. I think my sense of drinking now, especially because I have a boyfriend, is like, damn, it was a long week. I need like a rewarding cocktail.
Like, I was like, I
it's just rewarding, like having a few cocktails.
That's kind of what I felt. I was like, I need one day. I need cheat day.
Yeah.
I need cheat day. But I haven't cheated my workouts, just so y'all know. But I needed a cheat day, drank a little bit, and then I get a text from this guy who I've been like texting a lot, who saw my clip of me talking about him, and he was like, come over when you're done. And like, I like being told what to do from a man. Tell me what to do. Don't ask.
Yeah.
Like, if you ask, like, do you want to hang out later? Don't ask me that. Just say, come over.
That's my fucking...
when you're done.
Boyfriend's worst trait, asking.
Like,
I don't know.
I like
do
to
you?
Be told. Yeah. I like to be told. And guess what? Like, I'll go. Like, if you put it, because not a lot of guys do it. Just say, like, come over after, like, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's what we're doing.
Yes. I totally agree on
that. That is, like, my fucking love language. If someone's like, do you want to hang out? Like, I don't know. What do you want to do? Gross.
Mm-mm.
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah. So then I had another sneaky leak situation, but it was innocent. I didn't do anything.
Yeah. My Saturday was spent going to Dallas. I dropped the boys off here.
Oh, yeah. I was watching the dogs, too, all weekend.
So I dropped the boys off here right at 8:30 in the morning and hit the road. We went into Dallas because my boyfriend's mom was in town for work. She has, like, work conferences all week in Dallas. So she flew in the weekend before so that she could hang out with us. And, guys, a three-hour drive, I know, so short, but, dude, that shit killed me. I was so tired. Like, the entire day, I felt like I was a walking zombie. But spent the day going shopping, going out to eat. We had, obviously, ate out for lunch and dinner. But we got breakfast at Buc-ee's. Ugh. I, like... I've never done that, gone to like the actual hot bar at Buc-ee's and like gotten food. We got some brisket tacos, bacon, egg, and cheese tacos for breakfast. So good.
So good. Fire.
But I will say they need like, because it's literally just egg and brisket, and then you can get like the little sauce packets on the side. I'm like,
wait, I like, I haven't eaten breakfast.
You haven't eaten? It's 12.
I've been busy all day.
Bro, what the fuck is 12?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's not good.
I know. I had to be up early and out of the house early.
Anyways. But something about a taco, I needed to be drenched in cilantro and lime. And I'm like, they were just missing that. But other than that, for a gas station breakfast, fucking good. Yeah. Buc-ee's will be my number one pit stop when I am road tripping it in Texas. Mm-hmm. And then we went over to, like I said, the 60 Vines for dinner. Very low key. Like, it just felt good going to dinner, having two glasses of wine, like rewarding week, whatnot. And it felt good because we sat there at that restaurant for like 2.5 hours, just talking, slowly drinking our drinks. And I want to go back there next time because last time I went for brunch and then this time it was for dinner. But next time I go back there, I want to do their wine flights because their wine menu was 50 to 60 wines deep. Like, it was big and you can do the flights, but they just weren't vibing with the flights. I was like, let's do flights, like, come on. And they're like, eh, no.
When you say come on, you mean like his mom?
Yeah. I was like, come on, let's do some flights. They weren't vibing with it.
Nice.
And then Sunday morning, well, which we went back to the hotel, and there was a fucking ghost, I think, in my hotel. I'm not even kidding. The fan kept going on and off and the blinds kept moving. I was scared. I was so scared. I was like, I'm never sleeping in this hotel ever again. But yeah, and then Sunday I just went home and got some housework done.
Yeah. So Saturday night, because obviously, like, this wasn't Hot Gym Man. It's, like, a different person. I was like, bro, I need to figure this out because I have animals here. So, like, hold on. So I had to, like, Uber here, take care of the little fucking turd rockets, let them out, do their whole thing, and then to go to sleep. I was like, then I'll go there. He lives, like, very close to me. So when I went there and, like, hung out and, guys, I had a White Claw and I liked it. Isn't that crazy? I've said on here I hated White Claws so much and I always have. I had a strawberry White Claw and it was good. I'm a little bit confused on how that happened, but I did have a strawberry White Claw and it was good. And then, yeah, I had, like, an innocent night. And then in the morning, I was like, God, bring me back so I can let out these dogs. Then he met the puppy. I was like, go and come say hi to a dog. And then he actually had shit in his crate and we walked in. He was like, it smells like shit in here. I'm like, oh, yeah.
How embarrassing.
I'm like, well, it's like a puppy. He's cute.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, so he was shitting in his crate because the crate I was using was too big for him. So he would, like, shit in the crate because he felt like he could because there's enough room. now I downsized the crate he's in and doesn't shit in the crate.
Yeah, but like other than the crate shitting, you know, they had a good time with me. You know, took them on some walks, even though Cheese like went on like a maybe 3-minute walk. But we did try. There was a little girl screaming at him. I don't know. It was really weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, the boys just loved my care. And then on Sunday, after you took them, I went to the gym and I hit a fire leg day.
Yeah, you go to the gym. I haven't had a lift in like 4 days.
I hit a fuego leg day on Sunday.
Yeah.
So good. Oh my God. And I get my car because I left my car at my friend's house. It'll be the worst.
Yeah, no, that is the worst feeling.
It is the worst. But you know what's worse? Getting a DUI.
Yeah, I'll only ever leave my car somewhere if I'm like sleeping at my boyfriend's per se. Because then I can wake up and I'll be like, hey, can you drive me my car instead of home?
I wish I could have asked him to drive me to my car, but someone's dogs were here.
Yeah, but they could have taken 2 seconds.
And they needed tending to.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to make sure that they were good.
Yeah.
I didn't want to like leave them all fucking day.
I guess.
And I kind of felt bad because, like, he knows I live down the street, so I didn't want to add, like, more to his, like, day. You know?
Make a man work.
I know. And some of my friends were, like, saying that I could have. Like, but we've said this before, like, 2 men in 1 week? I can't do that.
Yeah, but you were saying before the weekend started, you're like, this may be my weekend where I'm going to do 2 in 1 week.
Well, like, if I lost all self-control.
Yeah.
But then I, like, in the moment, like, I'm, like, that's all talk. I'm not that ballsy.
Yeah.
I'm just not that ballsy.
I don't even think... I think you're thinking too deep into it.
That 2 people in 1 week?
Yeah, because, like, when it happened for me, I wasn't thinking about the fact that, like, it just... I was placed in the moment, and the moment just happened.
Yeah, but also, to be fair, like, it was, like... I actually didn't want to, like, I don't know. It was kind of a moment where I was like, we don't... It was chill.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to either.
Yeah. I mean, it's just thinking too deep into it, in my opinion.
Probably. Yeah. I've said on here that I'm weird.
Yeah, you are really weird.
Talk about it with my therapist on Thursday. It goes back. It's actually like really traumatic and like really actually something I need to work through.
Why? Being weird?
No, just
men?
Sex.
Sex? Yeah. Yeah.
Had some situations.
Traumatic situations.
A little traumatic. And the more time that's passed since the traumatic situations, the more I realized that I think they fucked me up a little.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Like, because it's like, I think about it. I feel like I think about it, like, maybe every other day.
Yeah, and I think that's maybe why drinking and having sex may be a trigger for you.
It is. Yeah. It, like, freaks me out.
Yeah.
It, like, really freaks me out. Oh, my God. Not this. This is, like, really deep. Okay, I can't talk
Sorry.
About this. No, it's okay. That's one thing that I haven't talked about on the internet.
You have a few times. You've mentioned
barely.
It. Yeah, barely.
Vague.
Yeah.
Vague,
like, but we have, like, there has been, like, a...
This is basically the extent I've talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That, like, I just, like, had a situation that was traumatic.
Yeah, and I feel like it will definitely, down the road, help you, though, talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to necessarily do it right now, but I'm just saying.
No, I'll talk to my therapist about it. The other reason I don't talk about it is because I don't want my family to know. That's why I don't talk about it on the internet.
Yeah. Maybe you need to... set boundaries with your family. I don't know.
I told my
parents to stop listening.
If I say on an episode, don't listen, they won't.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents don't listen. I go, don't listen.
If I tell them not to listen, they won't. They won't like disrespect my wishes because it's for their own good. Mm-hmm. They know, like, probably don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to put themselves in that situation. But yeah, drink. Yeah, it's definitely triggering, very much so. My therapist will hear about it in 2 days. Don't worry.
In 2 days?
Yeah, my appointment's on Thursday.
She'll be crying, talking about her
laugh. My appointment's on Thursday. It doesn't make me cry anymore.
Oh, it doesn't? You didn't cry last time?
Therapy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't cried in therapy.
What did you think I was talking about?
Talking about the situation.
Oh.
I haven't cried in therapy since, like, the first time I went to therapy.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, chilling now.
Yeah, you're cool like that.
Yeah, I'm like fucking dope.
You're chill.
So I don't really like cry to her anymore. Just yet.
I can't remember the last time I cried. When was the last time I cried?
Oh, that's the best. I almost cried yesterday in the car thinking about how I have to deal with my period every single day.
Yeah, I can't remember.
That almost got me.
Yeah, besides like my hormones being out of whack, I can't remember the last time I'd be like... And actually, that's such a fucking lie. Got family shit going on. It fucking made me bawl my eyes out for a week.
Recently, I'll like listen to music and like a tear almost falls. I cry and dance sometimes.
Yeah.
dance gets really emotional sometimes, and sometimes I tear up.
Not gonna lie, watching your dance video sometimes, like, I see the emotion in your face. Like, I'm like, she looks like she wants to burst into tears.
That's what happens. The song is so sad.
Or, yeah, no, I'm gonna stop.
Or what?
Looks like she wants to shit her pants.
I knew you were about to say that.
It's either I want to cry or I'm gonna shit my pants.
Kind of the only two emotions you feel when you're dancing.
Are you holding in a shit when you're dancing?
I'm not breathing.
You're not breathing?
Well, it's bad. You're supposed to... I'm really bad at breathing when I dance. Good dancers are really good at, like, controlling their breath when they dance.
Interesting.
Not me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'd pass out.
Sometimes you finish and you're just like, I feel like I barely breathed.
Ugh. All right, well, enough of this random fucking talk.
Yeah.
Do we want to get into our little workout routines?
Yeah, we just wanted to touch on, we have an update, y'all, on, like, what we like to do fitness-wise. And I know that's why a lot of you started coming to us in the first place. So, like, you know, once a year, we'll...
Yeah. We'll I mean, babble. We've never dropped the gym. We've never dropped that healthy lifestyle. Never. Maybe there's been times in our life where we've been less motivated than others, but that's just a part of the process.
At, like, the end of the day, being healthy and working out is the, like, biggest constant in our life.
Yeah. And it, I don't think it will ever go away. Nope. It's just more of finding that balance of, like, what I really enjoy and what motivates me to actually go to the gym, because, yeah, discipline's a huge thing, but at the end of the day, you got to enjoy what you're doing.
And even at our least disciplined, we are still way more disciplined than the average fucking American.
Yeah. Now, you guys obviously know, like, over the last 2 years, both of us, working out wise, has changed. We've transitioned from, I'm just kind of giving a background for anyone that's new here, but we've transitioned from tracking our food 24/7. We went through a bulking phase, a cutting phase, maintenance phase, working out 5-6 days a week of lifting with minimal cardio. Obviously, when we were cutting, we would do the cardio, but, like, the only thing we would ever do is lifting weights in the gym, to transitioning into that intuitive lifestyle. And then from that intuitive lifestyle, we've both kind of found things that really interest us in, like, that active lifestyle. And now it's, like, so diverse in
so
what we're doing.
So diverse. I feel so in shape.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, all these journeys we've taken to get here, I don't regret a single bit of it. I don't regret tracking my food. Tracking my food taught me what I fucking know about
food.
Nutrition. Mm-hmm. I literally had an eating disorder. It's Eating Disorder Awareness Week. Like, that got me out of that. Lifting weights and going through a bulk where I put on all that weight, like, that did help my body image and my relationship with food a lot. And it all got us here. So I don't think any type of thing, like, fitness, like, routine is bad. It's just, like, what works for you in that moment. Like, it exactly. all got here. Like, the only reason I'm so confident in the way I eat and the way I work out is because I
went through that.
I did everything.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm honestly, like, really happy, though, that I was able to find that point in my life that I was able to kind of, like, full 180 it. Because if I kept going with that tracking and gym lifestyle and maybe competing or just anything in that realm, I think things could have gone sideways for me real quickly mm-hmm. again. So I'm happy I was able to notice that, like, right away. Hey, Sam, you need to enter that intuitive lifestyle and get out of this toxic behavior, because it could have gone bad.
I agree. And for us, it was also a big social thing.
Yes.
These people, their gym, like, gym people, gym is their whole life. And that is not a way that we can happily live. If you knew us personally and were our parents, they can tell you that we were absolutely down horrendous when we were in that phase. So, yeah, we were like, we can't live like this anymore.
I know. I need to be out and about, socializing, meeting new people, just experiencing new things. And when you meet new people from different backgrounds, especially in a city like this, you change so much as a person. You learn so much as a person. Like, the amount that I've changed since introducing new people into my life is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because you just learn not only other people's backgrounds in life, but also how to handle certain situations with certain people and how they handle things. Like, you just learn so much as a person. So it's been good.
I feel like you don't notice it until, like, you look back at yourself and you're like, holy fuckballs. A year ago, I had long hair and bangs, blonde. That feels like 5 million years. Like, you just change so much.
Mm-hmm.
So everything we say on this, like, in a year, this might be so different. People always ask, will you ever go back to, like, tracking and lifting? Bitch, I can't tell you what I'm going to do in 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do I think so? No. But I'm also not, I don't have hard no's on anything. Whenever someone asks me, like, are you ever going to do this? Are you ever going to do that? I don't know. Maybe. Like, oh,
I'm very stern
ever?
And I'm never going to compete. People ask me that all the
compete?
Time.
No.
I'm like, no, I'm compete? Never going to
no,
compete.
I'll never compete because we're also getting, like, old and, like,
not even there.
I guess. Yeah, yeah. No, I will never compete. But, like, sometimes I do, like, will I, like, ever, like, power lift? I like to lift. Like, you know, but I never say no. I don't know.
Yeah.
Life changes so much. But this is what we're doing today.
Yeah. Like, people ask me all the time, do you think you'll ever run a marathon? I don't know. Couldn't tell you. I'm going to say no right now because that sounds miserable. I don't want to put myself through that, but who knows, maybe I will.
Yeah, like, there's just no, I don't like putting hard yes or no's on things because my life right now is never where I thought it would be, so I can't fucking tell you.
Yeah, but
day by day.
I said this in my reel that I posted yesterday because obviously I've gotten into running and I've improved a lot over the last month and a half, but what I said is that you're never gonna grow if you're comfortable. You need to constantly be challenging yourself, putting things in there. Like, even if you try something once, don't like it, like, at least challenge yourself, make yourself uncomfortable. Like, I remember when we kind of started changing our gym routine and I was going to all these workout classes, how uncomfortable I felt in that first class. Yep. I didn't know what to expect, who was going to be there, if I was going to fuck it up, if I was going to be good at it. Like, I knew nothing. And the only way that I was able to build a good relationship with these gym classes that I was going to was going to it, getting uncomfortable to become comfortable. So just know that you have to go through that experience of getting uncomfortable and just trying new things in order to build a routine like we have now.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to share, like, you're like gonna go, like, share your week?
Share my week. Yeah, so my weeks are always different. There are a lot of run clubs here in Austin, Texas, so I kind of just, like, look on Sunday and kind of see what run clubs I want to do and whatnot, because I limit myself to 2 runs a week. I don't want to do anything more than that just because I do want to make sure I am lifting 3 to 4 times a week and I want to balance it correctly. So I've been doing 1 really long run and then 1 shorter run. So running twice a week, and it's always different during the week. Like, people always ask me, what days of the week? I'm like, I don't know. They're always different. So for instance, this week I ran 8 miles on Monday, and I'm not going to run again until Saturday because I have a run club. And then the rest of those days are going to be lifts. I will rest once or twice a week, and then my lifts are 2 upper body and 2 lower body, and I will just kind of organize it that way. It doesn't really matter if I'm, you know, doing a leg day and then an upper body day and then a leg day again. Like, I don't really care what the distance is between my leg days. I know some people are like, I need at least 2 days between, but I don't care. I'm gonna make it work. I'm gonna try to run twice a week and lift 3 to 4 times a week.
Nice.
Yeah.
So basically, I have been doing, starting on Monday, I do berries Monday mornings. I just love it. I love going in the morning because it's kind of something I don't want to do. Like, I like doing it, but in the moment, it's like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to wake up and go to berries. But something about starting my week like that just sets me off right. I love it. I love the energy in there. I would actually fucking love to teach berries. But anyways, so I go to berries, and that's my Monday workout, and it's always arms and abs. So I do arms and abs and cardio. Tuesday, I do an active rest because I teach, and teaching my dance classes is the hardest workout of my entire week. Teaching my hip-hop class exhausts me like nothing else in this world has ever exhausted me before. So I take an active rest for when I teach, and then I dance in total 1 to 4 times a week. Mostly it's 3 to 4. Some days it's just when I teach, but on ideal weeks, I dance Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. But that all depends on my availability. Sometimes I can't even teach and have to take it off, and it depends on my availability. But on ideal weeks, 3 to 4 times a week, I go to dance. Wednesdays, I do legs with my friend. And then Thursday and Friday, I kind of do upper body in the gym. Dance on Saturday, and then I'll lift legs again on Sunday. So I lift in the gym 4 days a week, and then I do 1 day berries.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do, so that's 5 kind of lifts, because I do use weights and berries. And then I dance 1 to 4 times a week. Recently, it's been 4.
Yeah, I go 4 times a week. I used to go to Barry's once a week. I used to go to that Monday morning class, but now I go every other week, just mixing it into my schedule.
Yeah, when it works.
Yeah.
I like Joseph, I would love to fucking teach Barry's.
Yeah.
I love teaching. Teaching dance is so fun. Like, I just love fucking teaching a class. And I've been told I'm good at it. Some of you have come to my dance class. That's really great. But I love teaching people. It's so fun. It's like my passion. But yeah, and I'm also going on a ton of walks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really do walks.
Recently, if I don't go to enough dance, because that's my cardio, I'll make myself run a mile as like to my extra cardio. Because if I don't go to dance, I feel like kind of just like I didn't do my cardio, but that's rare. That's if like a busy week or something.
I want to give some running tips though, because I've been getting a lot of questions on how I've improved so much. And I feel like this is the perfect opportunity is to just, if someone asks, plug the podcast and say I mentioned it in here. So as you guys know, I started running like the end of last year, but it was nothing crazy. I was doing every Sunday with my boyfriend anywhere from like 1 to 3 miles, but we were stopping going. It was never like a consistent run. So I started to take it real seriously going into the new year.
You dropped his ass.
Yeah, I dropped his ass. He was slowing me down. And I started to take it real serious in January. And what I was doing, because I couldn't build the confidence to go on runs by myself, is I was just signing up for any run club I could get myself to go to. I've been doing cool down running on Wednesday nights. The meetup spot is Barton Springs Lou's restaurant. It's at I think six o'clock, and they do a 3 mile loop, and little did I know they also do a 5 mile loop. So for the first month I was doing the 3 mile loop, and I was getting comfortable doing that, and then I finally broke out and I was like, fuck it, let's go try that 5 mile loop. And I did the 5 mile loop for the first time, and I was like, holy shit, that was so much easier than I thought it was. So once I was able to get to like doing 5 miles consistently, that's when I didn't stop doing the 5 miles. Like, I kept going with it each week, challenging myself, doing the 5 miles, getting better and better at it. And then once I was really comfortable with the 5 miles, that's when I have now just started to add another mile each week. So from the 5 miles, which was a month ago, I have been just adding a mile. So now I'm doing 6 miles, now 7 miles. This week was 8 miles. Next week, am I going to try to do 9 miles? We'll see. I don't know yet. Maybe I'll do 8 miles one more time before I do the 9 miles, because that was a lot. And I've been just adding. People are like, are you doing running programs or anything like that? No, no. Just, you got to do it. Like, you got to put yourself in that position to just do it. Think about it. It's only one extra mile each week. That's anywhere from 8 to 10 minutes extra of just running. And if you need to stop and cool down for a second on those longer runs, do it. But I try not to, just because I don't want to lower my heart rate. Like, I'd rather just fucking keep going. But you got to just do it. Like, that's just with everything.
Whether I was just about to say, any new workout,
you got to just do it.
If you aren't starting something because you don't know the right way to start, you have to just fucking start doing it. Especially anything body weight. If you're trying to do some, like, Olympic weightlifting, someone needs to teach you how to fucking put a barbell over your head. Fair. Don't fucking kill yourself. If it's body weight running, I posted a video of me doing splits. People are like, how do you do that?
Practice.
Get down there. I don't know what to tell you. Like, hold it.
Yeah. Same with like pull-ups. How did you get so good at pull-ups?
Try.
I've been doing pull-ups every day.
Running? Try. I want to say it was like over a year ago. Both of us at Lyft like went to run a mile at the treadmill.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that. Bro, I couldn't. I was dying when I tell you that half a mile wrecked me. I didn't finish the whole mile. I was like, you are out of cardio shape, motherfucker. So now I go to Barry's, which I run in there. I don't push myself like crazy runs there because I'm not trying to be a runner. But I do some jogging. Dance, like I said, also is crazy cardio. So just my endurance has gotten way better. But that's because I push myself in my endurance each week. I fucking do cardio every week. So in turn, now I could run a little over a mile without stopping. Is it fast? No. But I'm capable. Because I want to be capable of running a decent mile.
Yeah, just maybe in case someone's chasing you, you need to run away.
I feel like running 2 to 3 miles, 3 is like a 5K. Mm-hmm. I feel like being able to run a 5K to me is just like in shape. Like, I don't want to be a runner. Running hurts my joints. Like, I'm not trying to be like you. But like, I just think if I can, for a chill workout, go like 3 miles, to me that's like fit.
Yeah.
And I want to be fit. That's how I feel. I want to be fit because one day when I go on Survivor 2, I need to be fit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I got to think every single day that, like, I'm going to go on Survivor one day, so I got to get good at everything.
Yeah, you got to live life as if, what if tomorrow I'm on Survivor?
That's a good way to live. Because on the real, though, like, I just like feeling in shape. I mean, like, now that I dance, I feel flexible again. And yeah. I like feeling tight everywhere.
And as we get older, dude, like, shit gets scary.
Now I feel strong. I feel flexible. My core is strong. I have good cardio. Like, I'm so fucking in shape right now.
Yeah.
Like, you bitches could never. No offense. No offense, but y'all could never.
Yeah.
But I feel like you feel that way, too. Like, we're... And we look great.
Yeah.
Like, not to hype ourselves.
This is the best
up.
I've looked in a
My
very long time.
Six-pack is six-packing.
Yeah.
Hard.
The,
You're, like, lean, mean machine.
Oh, 1,000%. I feel so good. Like...
Same.
It's... crazy too with the life, but my lifestyle right now is so inconsistent with my workouts. Like yeah, I work out. What,
the period cramp that just like stabbed through my body? Oh my god.
Yeah,
sorry, that was literally awful.
It's just crazy that like the inconsistency of my schedule. Yeah, like I said, I have like kind of a routine, but it's not set in stone every week. It's so inconsistent, whereas compared to when I was a very consistent routine, I would cancel plans to make sure my routine was on check. Whereas compared to now, it's so inconsistent. If plans pop up, I won't go to the gym. I'll skip the gym. So it's just crazy to see that this form of my lifestyle has created my dream, not dream physique, but just like I feel so good inside my own skin that I don't care if I miss the gym 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row. Like, I'll get back into it. It's
see,
okay.
Like, I'm kind of like in a place where I do want to get all my workouts in, but I found... it had to take me getting to a place of like skipping things to realize what I liked. Like, I maybe can't go 5 days in a row straight just lifting. So I do one day berries. I do, like, if I miss my workout, that's fine. Cause like I go to dance and like dance makes me feel good. You know, if I can't go lift weights at all, like I still like to go to dance where it's like I have other movement and other times that makes me feel fulfilled. So it's not reliant on one thing. And that makes me feel. That makes me feel really good. It just makes me feel really good when I can get different types of movement in and like figure out some. I figured out a routine that I don't want to skip, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want, like I said, like I like going to dance on Saturdays. That like is my favorite part of my weekend is like going to dance and going to lunch. Like that, I've found stuff that I fucking like. So it, I never really skip it anymore. And yeah. I went through a phase of skipping. I went through months.
It's not that I'm skipping because I'm lazy or don't want to go. It's because I'm busy.
Something comes up busy. Yeah, yeah. No, 100%. I'm just saying more so comparing to my old self. Like, I went through a phase of, like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And now I finally found a routine that I like. And that's, like, what I'm just going to keep doing. Find a routine that I like. I'll probably get bored of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. In a few months, I'll probably go through another phase of, like, this is hard. But, like, now I'm back at it. Also, when I took my time of skipping and, like, taking a lot of time off lifting, I started to like the gym again. Like, I just needed a break. Sometimes you just need a break. Because now I'm kind of in my, like, in the gym, don't talk to me. I'm here to work, bitch. It's fun.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I really have for running tips. You just gotta fucking do it. Don't be lazy. I'm harsh truth, to be honest.
It's kind of life tip.
It really is. You gotta just put yourself out there, drive to a fucking path, and start running.
Yeah, like, and if people... I'm sorry. If you were like, I can imagine you get DMs like, how do you find a run club? I don't know if you get DMs like that.
Oh, all the time.
Okay. If you've sent that DM, you're lazy. What do you mean? How do you find a run? I could find 20 run clubs in every state. Give me a city. I bet I can find 30.
Yeah. Like social media or word of mouth.
Gotta look.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta look. So yeah, if you've ever sent that DM to Sam, how do you find a run club? You're lazy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Especially on my Instagram. I post so many of them on my Instagram.
Yeah, no, like, sorry,
if you're in Austin, you'll find them.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Lazy.
But.
Yeah, that's our current workout grind. Like, we're really grinding. Like, we're really healthy. Like,
we out here.
We're, like, we look good.
Yeah. But I do need to go because I have an appointment in 30 minutes.
There's literally, like, a knife in my uterus.
But,
bye.
Yeah, that's it. Bye, guys.
Bye.